You're listening to the Feed Your Wild podcast, a conscious lifestyle show about all things nourishing for your body, mind, and soul. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, and join me for candid conversations with changemakers, exploring health and wellness, food as medicine, intuition and spirituality, and nature-based practices that will transform your health and feed all parts of your wild self. Why, hello there. Welcome back to Feed Your Wild podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Rodriguez, functional nutritionist, Akashic soul record reader, and your intuitive nourishment guide. And today we have our monthly Akashic soul nourishment reading for July 2021. These months are going by fast. I don't know how you are experiencing it. We're already past the midway of this year of 2021, which is just crazy to me. So here we are. And this month really of July snuck up on me. And I almost forgot about the reading because there's just so much other stuff going on, but my guides reminded me, as did my calendar, but the guides definitely tapping on my shoulder way before that. And so I was looking forward to what they had to say for this month. For those of you who are new, welcome, welcome. I encourage you to take a listen to the other Akashic soul nourishment readings of other months, because they don't only pertain to that particular month. They are perennial messages from our guides, but also to check out the rest of the podcast with interviews and solo episodes from yours truly. We are at episode 187 here, so there are 186 other episodes that you can dive into if you haven't already done so. And if you're new to the monthly Akashic soul nourishment readings, these are intuitive channeled readings that I do on behalf of the collective. So that includes you, those of you who are listening, tuning into the Feed Your Wild podcast. It has definitely, this podcast, built up a collective energy. And so this is who the message is really for. It's for those of you who are tuning in, past, present, and future. And if anybody is interested in learning more about the Akashic Records, it is one of the foundational practices that I have within my own life, my personal life, as well as my work, all of the work that I do. And so if you're interested in learning more about what the Akashic Records are, what are these messages, who are the guides, all of that, you can listen to an episode I created, a solo episode, episode 56, that's Akashic Records 101, Accessing Powerful Soul Messages for Clarity, Healing, and Growth. In that episode, you will hear how I also came to know the records and learn about them and incorporate them into my life and work and what they are. So that'll give you a really good primer, so to speak, to understand a little bit more of the context of these readings. I was called, and you could say pushed a little bit by my guides, to start these readings. I started them, I think maybe it's been 2.5 years or maybe 3 years now, probably 2.5 years ago. And which is crazy to think about how quickly that has occurred. And basically sharing the messages that they have for the collective. So this is like a conversation here. It's not only information and messages that perhaps our guides feel compelled to share to us, but also based from the questions that we hold, the intentions and inquiries that we may have in our hearts, and maybe we speak out loud. And so these are some of the answers to that. And you will see that each month is a different theme. I never know what's going to come through. I literally open up and I channel and I listen in just as you are. So I am honored to share these messages with you. And these come in through different voices and through different intuitive receptors, you could say. So sometimes there's a lot of metaphor and story that's involved. Other times it's much more direct and more like dictation. And the voices can even be different, the energy behind them. So I hope that this also comes across as I share these readings when they come through. Feel free to listen to these as much or as often as you need to. A lot of times they jam pack it in and maybe a short reading, but it's potent and dense, and each line itself you can contemplate. So I encourage you to take your time with it, come back to it if this resonates for you. And if it doesn't, if this stuff does not resonate with you, that's cool too. You can move on. There's plenty of other episodes and types of episodes that you might enjoy. So I hope that either way this serves you and you find something that you like. All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and hop in, and we'll take a little bit of time after the reading to integrate and kind of flesh out what we just received. And I'll bring in a little bit of my own insight. And I'd love to hear yours. You can reach out to me on Instagram. My handle is @wildlyrooted. And you can also find me on the interwebs, wildlyrooted.com. Okay, so let us jump into July's reading for the collective. Coming your way is fire and more fire. The world is being lit up, and those that are anticipating the heat will see it coming before anyone else. The heat of transformation, the heat from natural combustion, the heat from friction and explosive interactions. This heat will set ablaze new pathways burning through what once was. The burning of Babylon, as we have mentioned before, is not an overnight feat. It is a decades-long process that requires participation from the masses. Like a slow chain reaction, elements will either fall into place or burn away with the blaze. Reliance upon the hands of time was always an illusion. It is not time that heals. It is the lessening of the charge that you hold, or that is holding you, against what has caused you harm or trauma. This happens to coincide with time for most in your linear world, because it creates perceived energetic distance. But this is also an illusion. Those that experience held trauma in their bodies can attest to this. The pain may transfer, transmute, but it is still present. Yet pain is energy. It is information. And you can shift your relationship to perceived pain. Many refuse to let go of the pain, unbeknownst to them. They hold the pain close as a relic of injustice, evidence of their own trauma, or those of their ancestors, a reminder that there is still work to be done. Others hold the pain without realizing they are doing so, sometimes because it is the only way they know how to be. Others still, will hold on as a form of self-punishment. Pain is meant to move, you from a place of pure presence. Often those in pain will be advised to move their attention away from it. While this works temporarily, and distraction can be supportive when overburdened, it will only prolong the sacred work that is to be done. This sacred work is presence, honoring the message in the pain, and healing through coherence. Coherence is a state of being. It involves your whole self, your energy body, and conducting the symphony of your vibrations to harmonious resonance. Harmonious resonance is not taught. It is known. It is remembered. It is love. The prescription to this state is different for everyone. We bring up the subject of pain in this time because so many are or will be stuck in perceived pain. Pain is also a universal connector. In a world that is disconnected from love, one of the only ways found to serve as a proxy for connection is collective suffering. A radical act today is the refusal to commiserate with others. In saying this, we are not diminishing your very real experience of pain or suggesting you deny it. We are, on the contrary, inviting you to take responsibility for your experience in life. Self-responsibility is often skirted in commiseration, and the cycle of suffering continues. There is great suffering and pain in this world right now. We will be frank, most of it is due to misperceptions and misunderstandings that are amenable and preventable. While there are forces upon us that subsist on your suffering, it is within your own power to transmute this pain into love. When the heat turns up, we ask that you pause and be present with how you participate in the pain process. Bring conscious awareness to how you blow upon the smoking embers of pain for yourself or others, keeping it alive and burning past its natural expiration date. Also, bring conscious awareness to what your pain is asking of you. Can you honor it in the highest way? The culmination of frequencies held this month and during the times ahead may feel extra heavy for many. Balance this with lightness, ease, play, and rest. It starts by giving yourself and others permission to do so. No justification is necessary. Collective suffering and commiseration can be quite seductive. Are you awake and present enough to stand in your sovereignty and, dare we say, joy? It's a practice. One we hope you will engage in this month and beyond. And that was our reading for July. And, oh my, are we ever feeling the heat already on so many levels? At first, you know, one of the first things that came to mind when they were talking about fires, obviously the fires, there's already fires beginning where I'm at in Southern Oregon and Northern California area. There are record levels of heat in lots of areas throughout the world. And we are clearly seeing the heat and the fire, so to speak, at least in an energetic way, from a lot of the things in the collective field that we're all dealing with. This continuation of aggressive or attacking types of energy, discord and disagreements, arguments, silencing and censorship and blowing up and calling out. There's too much to name. And not only that, we're also seeing a lot of these truths that our guides and many months past have already said are coming up, these truths that have been hidden, that have been buried underground, are coming up to the surface. And it's, quite frankly, pissing people off, rightly so. And there is definite reason to be enraged and to experience that rage and that kind of fire. So the heat and this fire I'm feeling in so many different ways. You might be experiencing this in your personal life, within your family unit or a relationship, within your workspace or your friend space. And what I'm really hearing our guides share with us is the potential amplification of the pain in our pain bodies. I feel called out a little bit in some of these parts from our guides in really looking at the ways that we participate, whether consciously or unconsciously, in the collective suffering, in the commiseration. And there isn't any need to feel guilt or shame about this, but what I'm hearing really is an invitation to be fully present and to reclaim our responsibility. And what would that really look like if you did that in your life? If you sat with full presence with the pain that you're holding, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, or in your energy body. I'm also seeing this mirroring effect of the connection and compassion that we would like to have with others, but that instead what often happens is we join one another in the collective suffering, amplifying the pain through that state versus through true connection and love and compassion. On a personal note, there are many different areas that I feel I can apply this message within my own life, both on a physical level of experiencing pain physically, also within my relationships, and not just my own direct relationships, but also being a witness within the network of relationships that I am connected to, and being really conscious about my participation in that as well. So lots coming up there. And they didn't say this was going to be easy, but they do invite us to bring in more ease and lightness and play and that rest. One of these accounts that I'm a fan of that I follow on Instagram is the Nap Ministry. If you have not heard of it before, I encourage you to check it out. I believe their handle is @thenapministry. Nap as in, yes, I'm going to take a short nap, N-A-P. And the way that they share their so-called ministry is really through looking at the liberating power of naps and rest, and that rest is a form of resistance and reparations. I fully agree with that, and it is a radical shift from what the mainstream will really have you believe. So there you have it with our July reading, one that is especially hot off the press. And as usual, I love to hear your insights, how this has landed for you, and any ahas and shares are welcome. You can, again, find me on Instagram. That's probably the easiest place to reach out and say hi, at Wildly Rooted. You can also sign up for my email list. Now, I know that in previous episodes, I have mentioned that this podcast, Feed Your Wild, is shifting gears a little bit. So rather than pumping out an episode every week, which we pretty much have been doing pretty consistently, except for break times since the beginning, we are now shifting into a rhythm that is a bit more organic and less production-based and more driven by intuitive flow, which in all honesty, previously was that weekly basis, and it worked out that way. But now things have really shifted, and I want to honor that. So you will not be hearing a new episode every week, although we are still alive and well and growing, and lots of new changes coming to the Feed Your Wild podcast as well. I always share the inside story, the scoop of what's going on, and stay connected with everyone that is on the email list. So that is the best way and place to stay connected. You can go to wildlyrooted.com/subscribe. That way you'll sign up for nourishment notes for your wild body, mind, and soul directly from yours truly. I usually send these out emails twice monthly, and never do spam. We don't like spam up in here, so don't worry about that. You can unsubscribe at any time. No strings attached, no hard feelings. And you'll always be the first to know about any exclusive offerings and treasures you won't find anywhere else, including insider scoops on what's going on behind the scenes with the podcast and beyond. So again, that's www.wildlyrooted.com/subscribe. And that link will be in the show notes for you. And can't wait to stay connected. All right. Stay cool wherever you are in the world. I know that this, in terms of the actual heat, mostly pertains to the Northern Hemisphere. Our Southern Hemisphere kin are enjoying their winter time. I encourage you to pay attention to the heat and fire that shows up in your life as well. Sending you all my love. Until next time. Hey there, I made something for you. One of the biggest challenges that I hear from people is that they are feeling stuck when it comes to their health. You're a smart, capable, and creative change maker, right? And you know what you should be doing for your health. So what gives? Well, it's not about willpower. And I wanted to create something that would help you to unlearn the things that are keeping you stuck so that you can get out of your own way and master the mindset of health. That's why I created Wildly Unstuck, where you'll learn the top 5 things that I have found to sabotage your health goals and what to do about them. You'll learn what it really takes to become committed and unstoppable when it comes to your health goals and find the clarity you've been looking for so you know exactly what to do to get back into alignment. And I made it totally free. So if this is something that you want to dive into and create a vision and soul goals for your health and your life and bring your gifts to the world, because we know that we need it, then I invite you to join us in Wildly Unstuck. You can find that at wildlyrooted.com/unstuck. I'll see you on the other side.